Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the best time of the week again.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Chappers?
Yes.
Where are you now?
Where am I now?
Yeah.
I am at Old Trafford Cricket Ground in Manchester.
Why?
Well, surely you know. You don't need me to tell you, do you?
Have you just taken the day off?
No, I haven't taken... Well, if I'd taken the day off, would I be talking to you?
Are you in your house?
No, I'm not in my house. I am sat...
At
Old Trafford Cricket Ground. In a cupboard, yes. But a cupboard with windows, so I can watch the 2020 International between England and New Zealand later on and report on it and do some on-pitch entertaining.
Prove it.
What does that involve?
The on-pitch
entertaining? Just
taking my clothes off and running around the band.
No one wants to see that.
Well, you'd be surprised. What, you want me to prove that I'm here?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
you're at a sister's gig. Now, you liar.
I'm not 100% sure why the scissors.
Nothing to be ashamed about. They're very good. Just admit it. I'm at a Scissor Sisters concert. I've said it for you.
As you know, I do like the Scissor Sisters, but I'm not a Scissor Sisters gig. Honestly, down below me, the England players are warming up at the moment. I can see Kevin Peterson and Alistair Cook.
How's Anna looking? Is she looking hot still?
I'm sure she would be. The Scissor Sisters aren't here. I don't know why.
I might start going to 2020. It sounds good.
It's not the usual cricket.
Listen to that.
And then it goes again.
Is Kevin Peterson dancing?
No. None of the England players are dancing. They're doing fielding practice.
To the Scissor Sisters.
Yes, they're doing fielding practice to the Scissor Sisters.
I reckon you're either at a Scissor Sisters gig or you've just got a sound effects CD.
No, I don't.
Put it onto track 3. I bet it's bird singing.
Trust me, if I had a sound effects CD, it wouldn't have started with the Scissor Sisters.
Anyway, right, turn that off now.
All right.
It's putting me off.
There you go.
Right, okay, well, I'll let you go and watch the rest of the gig. I'll speak to you in a minute, all right?
All right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Darren.
How you doing, all right?
Yep, so you were on Come Dine With Me. We spoke to you the other day, and you were a little bit nervous about what was going to be shown on the show.
Yeah, slightly nervous.
How are you feeling today?
Oh, much better. I got away with it. It was all good.
Yeah. Now, you watched it with your fiancé.
Yeah, in the end I did, but it was touch and go.
And you were blatantly flirting a lot.
I was out for the money, definitely.
Why was it touch and go for a while, watching it with your fiancé?
About 4 o'clock I bottled it and I went to Steve's. I got to Steve's and then...
Your mate that got in contact with us?
Yeah, I bottled it. I went to his house instead.
Oh, but then you come back.
Yeah, I saw sense, because she'd be throwing my clothes into the street, so I thought I'd go home.
And how do you think it went?
It was all right, actually, yeah. Sat down, I managed to get safety in numbers, I got all the family round.
Because you were worried, because you were flirting seriously with those women on that show last night.
Oh, yeah, I was giving it serious charm offensive.
You really were. I've got some clips.
I'm surprised it's three ladies. I thought it would be two ladies and two men, so...
I thought it'd be more of a date.
Well, yes,
a bit of fun, yeah.
We need a nice hunky man to balance it all out now, don't we, girls?
That's you, Darren.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah! How can I put this? They're not young, are they?
No. In a word.
Because when you said you'd been flirting before we'd seen it, I mean, no offence to the ladies, but I was expecting some kind of foxy hot chicks. And,
no. You know? Yeah, no, there was no foxy hot chicks there at all.
Listen how excited they got when they met you.
Hey. How are you doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, I'm Sarah.
I'm Darren.
Hi, Darren.
Hey,
I'm Deborah.
It's a man.
I love the way that one said it, like she'd never seen one before. Yeah.
It's a new species called man.
To be honest, Darren...
When they first met me, I think it was a scarf, wasn't it? I don't know why I wore that scarf.
Yeah. You looked good, but to be honest, from the start, I don't think you had a chance with those three. They were about to eat you alive.
Yeah. Seriously, though.
Yeah.
Burn the scarf, though. Seriously.
Yeah, I will, yeah. That's what everyone's told me. Yeah.
So, can you handle three beautiful ladies?
Somebody might not think they are.
I'll do my best.
He will.
They don't even let you speak.
No, I never got a word in at all.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Darren.
Oh, hang on. This is Sarah. And what she thought of you.
Darren.
Hi.
So cute.
You're trying to chat her up again. It's a pre-recorded clip.
You can't help yourself.
Darren,
hi. What we should have done.
We should have got her on. That would have been uncomfortable at all.
Darren,
stop.
So cute.
Even a clip makes you go, oh, hi.
God, I'm about to turn it on again.
Do you want to throw me on that bed? Well, don't. Because I've got a really bad back.
Do you want to throw me on that bed?
Now, there's an offer.
What was your fiancé doing at that point?
Looking at me, waiting for me, what I was about to say.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And here's you doing a little bit of flirting.
Drink.
One of these cocktails.
Yes.
It's gotta be sex on the beach.
I knew it would be.
Oh, God. What was happening in your living room at this point?
Again, the looks were burning into me, but I think I sort of dealt with it quite well.
What about this bit?
Definitely there was a spark between us when he walked in, and I think he felt it as well as I did.
Uh-huh. Oh, I bet you were getting evils.
I must have missed that bit. There was no spark, but
she thought there was.
Yeah, again, she was waiting for what, you know, my response.
Mm-hmm. How did you do that?
It's all in the fingers.
He was just such a charming host.
Maybe I should have explained that clip before I played it. What were you doing there, Darren?
It's all in the fingers.
Yeah. When you're doing a card trick.
I hope so, yeah.
How did you do that?
It's all in the fingers.
Oh, no.
So, Dan, have you enjoyed being the rose amongst so many thorns?
If I had a choice between it being a table of men, and obviously me, or a table of women and me, I would have chosen the women option.
Do you just feel more comfortable in female
I do, yeah, company? Yeah, just, you know, just you can chat and you can laugh and you can charm and you can flirt.
Oh, my God, you make me sick.
He's a player.
That is the cheesiest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
what
but...
What was I supposed to say? No,
but,
I'd rather not be with you lot.
But...
I won!
Yes!
See, he won. So it did pay off, didn't it?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And everything's fine with your fiancé now?
It's all good, yeah. Not too bad, yeah.
Right, it's good to speak to you, Darren. I thought you came out of it a lot better than I expected, to be honest.
Oh, me too.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here is our football expert, Lloyd.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, are you right?
I'm good, thanks.
Glad it's only Friday.
Yeah, it's only Friday.
Here's your theme tune. Big Linda there with Lloyd.
That was very good.
Right, tell me some more about football then. What's happening today? What's the first match?
Well, the first match is France against Holland. No, it isn't.
Oh, Lloyd, you need to get that right. You're going to be the football expert.
It's Italy versus Romania.
Oh, that's my team.
Yep.
We were rubbish last time, weren't we?
Yeah, you were.
Oh, God, I'm doing that thing you do, Chappers, where you start saying we when you talk about your team, when actually it's nothing to do with you at all.
Well, it is everything to do. It is everything to do with you.
I am Italy.
You've worn the shirt.
So tell people why they should support Italy, apart from, obviously, me being Italy.
The average Italian consumes half a pound of bread every day.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Where have you got that from?
I know things.
Okay.
Andrea Pirlo is a good footballer, but he has a bit of a girly name.
What's his name?
Andrea Pirlo.
Andrea?
Andrea to you and me.
Andrea.
So they've got a footballer called Andrea?
Yeah, and in Italy they have dog discos where people can dance with their dogs.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
So people take their dog to the disco?
Yep, and have a little dance.
It sounds very similar to LA's in Hull when I used to go there.
Well, that sounds a good enough reason to support Italy, really. Who are they playing today?
Romania. Did you know Count Dracula lives in Romania?
That's not real, though, Count Dracula.
It's a good cartoon, though.
It is, yeah.
And the Romanians are really good at water polo.
So you're saying that all Romanians are good at water polo?
Yep.
What a nation.
The fountain pen was invented in Romania.
Right. We really are running out of reasons now, aren't we?
Yeah.
They're rubbish anyway. Bin them off. Italy's the one to support there.
Yeah.
Because they're my team.
You are Italy.
What's the second match?
It's Holland against France.
Okay.
I've got lots of reasons to support Holland this evening.
Holland?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Holland is the home of the Dutch oven.
I think maybe everyone should support Holland just based on that fact.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is, Lloyd?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's when you trump in your hand and you put it to someone's face.
Or when you do it under the bedclothes and then...
Yeah.
And then make someone else smell it.
Yeah, yeah.
What else about Holland?
There are a lot of dykes in Holland. Are you a fan of dykes, Scott?
I've never,
No.
Okay, what else?
Holland is easy to get to. Scott? Once you had a bit too much wine and gone on a flight to Amsterdam with Joel off of Jake Angel.
Go on.
Bikes in Holland have no brakes. You have to pedal backwards to stop.
Is that true?
Yeah.
They love a bit of bike action in Holland, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Just,
bikes and dykes.
It's all bikes and dykes, isn't it? I was going to say.
Yeah, it is.
I've seen that film.
And who are Holland playing?
France. Their national animal is a cock.
Yes.
In France, it is illegal to call a pig Napoleon. Fact.
Okay. So if I was in France, I'm not allowed to go up randomly to a pig and go, "Oi, Napoleon."
No.
That's stupid.
No, you get put in prison. And they have 365 different sorts of cheeses. That's one for every day of the year.
That is true. You could have a different cheese every single day of the year.
Not if it's a leap year.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going for Holland because their facts are amazing.
Yeah.
So today I'm mostly supporting me, my team, Italy and Holland in Euro 2008. All right, have a good weekend. We'll speak to you next week.
Toodly-pip.
Lloyd is the boy who knows all about football. We had to get him in because Scott knows Chuffball. He lives in Oswestry in a massive mansion. He's 10 times better than Alan Hansen. Yeah, oh yeah, it's Lloyd. It's Lloyd.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
And now,
Barry O'Keefe.
Hi, I'm Barry Hand and I'm an operations director from Thatcham. And this is my colleague Jeanette, who's doing my backing vocals.
Hi, I'm Jeanette.
Barry-o-key is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
Bum-dum, bleeblum, clousum, lulum.
Give it to me, Barry. Give it to me, Barry. Give it to me, Barry.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a Barry. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis. You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he thinks it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't deflate, play it straight. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gonna play the field, gonna keep it real. But you know way, but you know way. So if you don't break, just overcompensate. At least that you know
You can always go on Ricky Lake. The world needs wannabes. So, hey, hey, do that brand new thing.
Give it to me, Barry. Give it to me, Barry. Give it to me, Barry.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a Barry.
Amazing. Thank you, Barry, from Thatcham and Jeanette for helping out on backing vocals. Offspring are at Download this weekend, and that was pretty fly for a white guy. If you're off to Download, or you just like your rock, go to the Download mini site. It's really good. bbc.co.uk/radio1. And if your name is Barry, and only if your name's Barry, because we will find out, right? Fill in the form online, and maybe next week at this time you could be part of Barry Oakey on Radio 1. Fill in the form.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.